Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
We only have about 4 minutes left with Don Rich tonight. And of course, we've been talking to about the economy for the better part of the last half hour. I just want to make mention very quickly, ladies and gentlemen, that the entire third hour this evening is going to be a sort of an open mic hour. We've had so many callers over the last couple of weeks that we have not been able to get to. So any topic is in bounds this final hour tonight. So give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. And we would love to hear from you right after we conclude this interview with Mr. Don Rich. Don, thanks again for being with us tonight. I want to ask you two final questions in summation and then turn the floor over to you for some final thoughts. Number one, we have watched the stock market swing wildly lately. A lot of volatility there on Wall Street, up 900 points one day, down 700 the next, so on and so forth. How big of a decline in living standards do you think Americans can expect here in the short term? And what, if anything, can be implemented to get this economy back on firm ground?
Well, the good news is that we haven't reached trajectories that are hideous in character. That's not done yet, okay? That depends on choices we make. So, you know, best case scenario, you're talking about a recession that's a lot deeper than what is within most people's memory, which is the last two, which were papered over with printed money, which were misleading in character, probably along the lines of 81, 82, or 73, 74, with given modern labor market conditions, less unemployment, but a greater hit to purchasing power instead. That's, it'll look different than the past because the economy's changed in character. So then you're talking about, you know, pretty significant events. We still don't have to have a Great Depression or hyperinflation. That's not built into this if we get off this path. Okay, if they keep doing the same, if they follow the logic of this course that it seems they're hell-bent on doing, pardon my language there, I apologize, that they seem intent on doing, I mean, then you're talking about really bad territory, which would be, you know, you'll know the critical thresholds are, by my reasoning, which is, it worked out pretty well so far, let's say, of focal points on the Dow of 8,300, 7,000, and 5,300, where the 5,300 scenario is really bad. That's Great Depression territory, hyperinflation, you know, martial law kind of stuff in war. That you don't have to do. We're still not there. The answer is, how did we get here? Okay, it's real simple. That's a very sick principle in life. If you don't like where you are, you ask yourself, okay, where did I make mistakes? And the simple answer is this. The Federal Reserve System has been moving its short-term target interest rate all over the map since the late 1990s. Okay, they take them up and down and up and down. And effectively speaking, they did so to quote, you know, to basically to please the crowd on Wall Street, the Greenspan put, but where the consequence was that it created the impression on Wall Street that there's no risk in life. So across the entire world economy, the effect over time was to have Brazilian debt, which traditionally traded at, you know, 10%, 1,000 basis points over U.S. Treasuries, move down to 2% over U.S. Treasuries, where, yeah, Brazil is a better place because of Lula, I'll grant that, but not a move of 800 basis points, which is distorting the allocation of capital all over the place. In other words, no one knows what the right.
Mr. Rich, one second. We got to go to one more break. I'm going to let you finish that up if you don't mind waiting through one more segment. We're going to give you back with one final thought on the other side. Sit tight, everybody. James Edwards, Bill Rowland, Don Rich, back right in.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, femme fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
And now, let's return to the political cesspool.
All right, quickly wrapping up our engrossing segment with Don Rich here on the economy. Don, I didn't want to abruptly kick you off the show there, bro, just because we had to go to a commercial break. Your talk has been far too interesting this evening, so I wanted to give you a quick moment to give us a final thought here.
If short-sightedness and fiat money brought us here, they won't get us out of this problem. And it's real simple. The financial instability we see has been generated by discretionary monetary policy. So therefore, the obvious solution is to go to foundations of things, which for most of history, most places, has been gold. But there are alternatives to tie the creation of credit and money to well-defined things, the value of well-defined things, that's the collateral, rather than the whim of the central bankers, and where the federal government has lands with enormous mineral claims on them that could be used as the collateral for financing the process. And that would, I believe, be the best path to avoid where we're, what otherwise I think will be ugly in character.
Well, you're just not going to advise any of us to hold our breath until the government takes that course of action, are you?
No, I put myself out there a lot because I feel real strongly on this point that the course we're on, the politicians need to be you know, they need to turn course, and this is headed. I'm convinced they're going to take us off a cliff.
Well, if it's in our best interest that they take a certain turn, you can bet your bottom dollar, financially speaking, of course, that they're going to do the exact opposite. And hopefully I'm wrong this time, but I doubt it. But nevertheless, thank you, Mr. Rich, for coming on the show tonight and at least educating our listenership for what that's worth as to some of these underpinnings of the economy, these economic issues, sometimes hard to understand but vitally important that we do so, at least to the best of our ability. And thanks again for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. And I guess just real quickly, it doesn't hurt to contact congressmen, and that with they do respond to pressure.
Dr. Rich,
We all do. So pressure them to the best of your abilities, ladies and gentlemen, and maybe somewhere there'll be a positive resolution. And in the meantime, we'll continue to arm ourselves with ammunition.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate being on the show.
Anytime, my friend. Bill, did you have something?
Yeah, real quick, did Dr. Rich have a website where...
Mr. Rich, not Dr. Rich.
Oh, Mr. Rich, do you have a...
We gave you an honorary PhD tonight. Don't worry about it.
We just gave you the cesspool PhD. Do you have a website where we could learn, our audience can learn some more about what we discussed tonight?
The papers I've written are at the Von Mises Institute, which is Mises.org. And I was going to set up a website this week, actually. I've been traveling a lot, where you could I can arrange for that to be sent to you. So if you want to mention it to people.
Yeah,
I don't have a domain name for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, if you can just email that to us, we'll get it put up on our website. Everybody can check that out in our link.
Okay.
We post that actually every week, so that's pretty interesting that you mentioned that, Bill. Thanks again, Mr. Rich. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Anytime. And as we were just mentioning, and as Bill was just mentioning, I guess, if you go to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, I believe we already have posted there at least one link for Mr. Rich, if not more, and we'll put more up. Anyone who's interested in... getting more information about any of the guests we feature on a nightly basis, just go to our website. It's your one-stop shop, thepoliticalcesspool.org. There at our news and commentary blog, you'll be able to find additional information, as I said, about the guests that we feature on any given night here in the Political Cesspool. And by the way, since we're mentioning our website, don't forget we can now finally accept again online credit card donations. If you want to support this show, we would very much appreciate your financial considerations. It takes money to keep the wheels on this wagon, and we certainly need your help. So go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, and you can email us, make a contribution. Really do whatever you want to do and get a lot of good information while you're there. Our broadcast archives, blogs, and much, much more available on demand at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, as advertised, we're going to turn over the show. The final 45 minutes that we have left this evening is going to be a complete open mic night. We've been talking about the economy a lot tonight. We talked about York Hader. We've been talking about the election. That's what we've talked about. There's been a lot we haven't talked about, and so we want to hear from you. The rest of the show is yours, our listening audience. So give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. You've been very patient with us for the last 2 weeks. Now we want to give you time to have your say on the political cesspool and take some calls that we haven't had the opportunity to do before now. 1-800-313-9443. Dave in Massachusetts, you're up on deck.
Oh, hi, James. Yeah, hey, I've just come from the Lindy Hop, the Saturday night Lindy Hop. I'd like a chocolate malt and two bacon double cheeseburgers with the works.
You know what? I'm pretty hungry. I always go and drive through either Wendy's or Taco Bell or Crystal's as soon as we wrap up. So you're giving me a good idea. But besides that, is there anything I can do for you?
Yeah, there really is. I have something very special on my heart, James. You know, and by the way, I made those remarks because you know your bumper music is always so happy, James.
Actually why we put it in there. We infuse the happy, feel good '60s music because everything we talk about is so depressing. We like to have a little balance.
Yeah, it's great to remember when our country was great. But, you know, Mr. Phil Turney called in earlier tonight. I heard him. I was listening to the show.
Right.
At work. And but, you know, James, I'm telling you, the more I get to know Mr. Phil Turney, I'm finding out that he is just a remarkable, special human being.
I can tell you that, absolutely.
I'm in awe of the guy, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this. Now today I listened to a show this morning, the Liberty Hour, and he had Brother Nathaniel Kapner on, of course, who is of Jewish heritage, but he's received the true Messiah. He's a Christian now, a Jewish Christian. And of course, Mr. Turney was so gracious to Brother Nathaniel. And, you know, I understand that Mr. Turney, he saw his son off either last night or the night before. He saw his son off, and his son is being shipped out. He's going to be deployed on the Afghanistan-Pakistan border in those wild Waziristan, North Waziristan, West Waziristan, whatever it is, tribal area.
Yeah.
You know, the most dangerous duty you could wind up with, you know. I mean, you know,
right.
His butt's really going to be on the line, and you know, it might be the last time Phil sees his son and everything. But where I'm going with this, James, is I'll tell you, Mr. Turney is certainly a better man than I am, James, and I'll tell you why. If my sons wanted to, you know, if I had had Mr. Turney's experiences, you know, with Israel and being attacked by Israel and the big cover up and the whitewash and all the denial and everything Mr. Turney went through, losing all his buddies, his 34 buddies and on and on and on. But, you know, if I had sons and they wanted to, join the military and go over there and fight in Iraq, and incidentally, Mr. Turney's other son, I guess, has fought in Iraq. But if I had sons like that, I mean, I think I would say to them, James, I mean, I really believe I would say, hey, listen, if you boys want to go over there and fight these Jewish wars for Israel and everything after what the Israeli government did to me and my crewmates, don't call me dad anymore because you're not my sons. And yet,
well, I guess that'd be a little harsh for any dad to say. But it's hard to God bless anybody who wants to serve in the United States Armed Forces. But I mean, they're serving. I'll go on record and say that obviously they're not serving in on behalf of America's vital interests at this time, and that's quite unfortunate. And that's no slap at their bravery or their, you know, sense of duty and honor. But, obviously we're fighting wars for Israel right now. There's no doubt about that.
And my main point is not so much the wars for Israel, but my main point is that, you know, there's the new RBN talk show host. I'm not even going to mention his name because I'm ashamed of his name. I'm already ashamed of his name, so I'm not even going to mention his name. But one of our own RBN new talk show hosts was calling Mr. Turney a Jew hater and all this kind of crap. And as I say, here's a man that just graciously had a Jewish guest on his show today, and they're sending his sons over there, really in defense of Israel and everything. I mean, he's just such a true blue American. It's kind of like I remember what old Colonel Gale, William Potter Gale, used to say. He used to say, "Hey, my country, right or wrong." He says, "Congress has to declare war." Congress must declare war, but I'll fight for my country right or wrong. And Phil's that kind of a guy. I mean, he's so special, but he's just a regular Joe, but he's just an incredible human being. And anybody that really knows Mr. Turney should hang their head in shame calling him a Jew hater and a Nazi. And it's despicable.
Well, listen, anybody that's called a Jew hater or a Nazi is probably a pretty damn good stand-up guy, because I know, and I've had to learn that the hard way. Being a pretty stand-up guy myself, if I do say so myself, and these are the kind of attacks we have to endure. But, Dave, we're about to have to go to break. There's not much more I can say except to say that I echo everything you say with regards to Phil Turney. Folks, if you want to listen to one of the greatest political cesspool shows ever, go to our website and select the program that we did the second week of June that featured Gary Brummett, Ron Kukol, and Phil Turney. Very special show, three very special men. Dave, thanks for the call. We look forward to hearing back from you soon. We're going to go to break. We're going to take some more calls right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you ready for the coming winter? Are you really ready for the diseases that have been cooked up for this year? Flu viruses, staph, even MRSA, or strep. Remember, flu vaccines are made from past year's viruses, not what's current and coming at you. Go to buyyoungliving essential oils.com, where you will find the top standardized therapeutic quality essential oils on the planet. Order and try out the body and environment safe Thieves product line. The antimicrobial essential oil blend, household cleaner, foaming hand soap, spray, throat lozenges, and many more. Use pure therapeutic grade essential oils because they are safe and many are extremely effective at killing any bacteria, virus, or fungus, and they never become resistant to these oils. At buyyounglivingessentialoils.com, you'll find out what it's really like to get your health back.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Moving on with the little open mic segment we're doing here for the final half hour of this evening's broadcast, I want to bring up Philip from Illinois. Phil, you're on the air.
Thanks, James. I just wanted to touch bases a little bit on this economic crisis. I actually studied under a person who was on the Fed Open Market Committee for at least 20 years, maybe 25 years, and who developed the econometric models that the Fed uses. And I, at least just based on my own conversations with this person, I can give you some insight into what caused this crisis or what he told me. And that is, that back after the dot-com bubble burst in around the year 2000, well, the Fed lowered interest rates to get the economy moving again and so forth, but it just didn't work out. What happened was they lowered interest rates, and they were expecting businesses to borrow and reinvest, but all they did was they just refinanced their existing debt, and they didn't expand at all in the United States. Work didn't expand, and all the excess money, so the Fed lowered rates dramatically. At that time, kept them down, and almost all the excess money went into the housing market. Almost all of the growth in the first part of this century was specifically in the housing market because nobody else was going to reinvest and expand domestically. So the Fed's econometric models didn't really work out the way they expected, and they almost overreacted by easing credit beyond what they normally, what they would have expected. And that's the problem. I think, kind of like your guest, Dr. Rich mentioned, it is, it's more of a solvency problem than a liquidity problem. It's a matter of the fact that the economy seems to have just taken on too much debt, and he portrays this as being a central banking problem, but I think it's just that we've reached the limits of what central, of what monetary policy can accomplish if our fiscal policy or spending, just gets out of control. And I,
listen, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and I appreciate you, for making such a well-informed comment there in the statement. My goodness. And Bill, I know you were highly captivated with the information that, Don Rich, gave to the program tonight, and apparently that caller was too, and it was a really good segment, and I think hard-hitting and informative, and you're right, Bill, with, you know, yeah. So many people lack even a basic understanding. I don't have much of an understanding, but I think I have a basic understanding of what's going on here with the economy, but it's just something that really isn't on people's radar, and that's very disconcerting because it should be, but unfortunately, as always, they're more concerned with who won the college football game today than what's going to happen with our financial future. But you couldn't top Don Rich. I mean, he and Paul Craig Roberts on back-to-back weeks. The cesspool's got the economic crisis covered. I don't know how much time we have until break. Not too long. We're going to get to Anton in Pennsylvania as soon as we come back from our next break, and then more things to come through. I still want to talk about Joe the plumber tonight, if we can. Speaking of the economy, I think that bill was, of course, Barack Obama's fiscal policy. If you finally worked hard enough to eke out a good living in this country, he wants to take it and quote unquote spread the wealth. You catch that one, Bill?
I did, and that's basically saying spread the wealth to the non-producers.
Well, hang on one second, actually. Hang on one second. I want to see if our producer can play this clip. Can we play that clip that I just sent you? Yeah, let's play it real quick. We'll let Obama tell you himself, and then we'll talk about this before we go to our next break and take our caller. Go ahead and fire it up, Mike.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Americans are catching on.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more.
It's not that I want to punish your success. I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
All right, you can just stop it right there. Did you catch that, Bill? Barack Obama says he doesn't want to punish the people who work hard and make a living, but he just wants to spread the wealth around, because when you spread the wealth around, it makes it better for everybody.
Well, it makes it better for – why should it be better for every? This is my question to Obama. Why should it be better for everybody? Why should it be better for the deadbeats who don't go out and work as hard as Joe the plumber or Bob the electrician or Dan the fireman or, you know, Sue the receptionist? Why should our wealth be spread around to non-producers and to the people who are – not trying to get jobs? And that's what Obama's talking about. He's talking about more entitlement.
You know, it's beyond socialism at that point. I think that's just flat out a tenet of communism, to say you're going to take from the producers and give to the non-producers. And that's exactly what he's saying in a rare occasion where he was caught off guard by a guy there on the rope line, and he asked a candid question, and Obama, I guess, answered off script. And people need to take a hard look at that, because that should be very scary to folks. I know Barack Obama is outbidding John McCain and outpandering John McCain, and John McCain is just as bad as Obama as far as I'm concerned, but nevertheless, the Democrats will always be able to outbid the Republicans when it comes to winning people's votes by promising them things they can never deliver, such as universal health care, free health care for everybody. That's what Obama's saying he's going to do. He's going to increase Social Security. And if you watched the debate the other night, Bill, he wants to increase funding for everything. No matter what the question was on Wednesday night when the debates were going on, Barack Obama's answer was to increase funding. I mean, this guy is very scary. And if people are selling their votes, we got to go to break. We'll pick up on that on the other side. We got 5 seconds to break. We're going to pick it up. We're going to talk about Obama and take some more calls. And the political festival continues.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Go to drinkjujube.com. That's drinkjujube.com. And find out what two dangers you really do face today, and how drinking the juice of the jujube fruit protects you against both. The jujube fruit has been used in Chinese medicine for almost 4,000 years. At drinkjujube.com, find out why thousands of people, including football star John Elway, featured there in a CBS TV interview, are drinking every day the energizing juice of the powerful, concentrated, free radical-fighting nutritional drink of jujube, plus seven other highly acclaimed fruits and berries, 12 essential vitamins, and 68 minerals, all in highly absorbable, bio-ready, convenient one-ounce servings. In today's fast-paced, stressful, toxin-filled environments, you need the extra edge to stay that cut above. DrinkJujube.com.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
James Edwards and Bill Rowland here with you in the Political Cesspool. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you appreciate our program, you're a fan of this show, don't forget that we would certainly appreciate your support. You can donate online to this program once again, as of today, at thepoliticalcesspool.org. We finally got an alternate to PayPal. All right, we were talking about Joe the Plumber just a second ago. Let me digress for just a moment or backtrack and give you the story there, just in case you don't know about who Joe the Plumber is. Joe the Plumber is a plumber. He really is a plumber in Ohio. I believe he's in Ohio. And Barack Obama actually drove into Joe the Plumber's neighborhood for a little meet and greet. It was set up by the Obama campaign. There was a rope line set up to keep all the people back away from Obama, and Obama was working the crowd, going up and down the street talking to folks, and Joe the Plumber came out of his house to ask Obama a question. Completely candid. It was not a guy that was sent there by the McCain camp. This is a guy, he lives in this house. Obama came to his neighborhood. He came out of the house and ran into Obama and asked him a question. Well, Obama picked this guy at random to go up to and shake his hand. And you heard the clip. Joe the Plumber asked him why Barack Obama is going to tax him more for being successful or for working hard enough to have a business that's successful. And Obama said, as you just heard in the clip beforehand, he's going to take his money and spread the wealth because you know, that's what needs to be done, basically. And that's the whole story. Now, Joe, the plumber is probably the most famous person in America this week. He was referenced, I believe, 9 different times during the debate on Wednesday, and has probably done a better job than John McCain has done in his entire campaign to unmask Obama as the communist that he really is. And so this gets us back to what we were talking about as we ran into that brick wall of a commercial break a second ago. You know, how in the hell can anybody vote for Obama after seeing that? And you've got one of a couple of things. You've got the folks that we learned about at the very top of the show that don't know why they're voting, don't know who they're voting for, what Obama stands for. They're just voting for him because he's black. Then you got some people who are doing it because they think Obama's going to give them free health care, free Social Security, so on and so forth, or increase Social Security, so on and so forth. And then you got the people who I really can't stand, and that's the people who are voting for him to prove to themselves that they're not a quote-unquote racist. Well, people can call me anything I want. You know, if being a racist is someone who understands that there are real differences between the races and we look at it realistically, then I'm proud to be a racist, quote-unquote, if that's in fact what the word means. But whatever the case may be, my goodness, after seeing Obama say that he intends and is freely admitting that he is going to redistribute the wealth from the producers to the non-producers. I mean, I don't think we're taking it too far in saying that. You know, I don't want McCain to win, but I sure don't want Obama to win. And if one of them has to win, I hope people, you know, remember that as they go in to vote. But we got several callers on the line. Anton in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
How's it going tonight?
All right, first thing I'd like to say is that your website is working very well for the donations. I tried to donate some money earlier, but I was unable to earlier in the first hour, but looks like now it's working, and the alternative to PayPal, like you said, is working correctly, and now people can go ahead and donate money.
Well, thank you so much.
Hey, no problem, guys. I was trying to do it before, but I was just too lazy to do it, and, you know, things happen. But anyhow, I'm sorry about that, but now it's done. First, second thing I'd like to say regarding the economics that you guys were talking about, earlier with your guest on the phone, you guys were talking about the difference between gold and silver. And the first thing I'd like to say is that people who would really like to put their money in gold, which is fine and all, but there's a problem with it. And the fact is, later on, if you know, things get kind of bad, the last thing you want is to have an ounce of gold or so, and it's too valuable. It's hard to barter. It's very difficult to barter with it. And number second is it's been confiscated before. So I would encourage people to invest in silver, just like, you know, Edgar J. Steele often says on your show, it's much more easier to borrow with, and it's you have more access to it. And the third and the final question I have is for Bill tonight, and this is kind of a harsh question, but I'd like you guys to get your opinion on this. Everything that's happened in this country and the way we let it happen, is it possible that maybe Peapart fault of this? Because, I mean, this is, we've gone way too far with everything, including the Federal Reserve, the entertainment, to basically dumbing down our society, to everything we talk about here, to the wars we fight for Israel. Why don't people, every time I try to mention this to people laugh at me like, you're crazy, you know? And I don't live in New York City or Los Angeles. I live in a small town in Pennsylvania. And I try to tell people, look, you guys got a good vote. You guys got to go do this, or you guys got to take a look at these standards we're come to. And nobody seems to be paying attention. I mean, some people do who aren't bored on the same page as you and I, but the rest of them aren't. So I'm just saying, what happened here? How did a nation that come from the people who found this country, who basically uphold the Constitution, to now they want to watch football games, they want to make sure they're fed, and their refrigerator is stocked with junk food, to come to now? So why are we even trying so difficult to help these people to resolve these issues and to come to conclusion that, hey, these people don't want to help. They want to live their lives in the fairylands and just, you know, hope that the government's going to step in and, you know, if something happens bad, they're going to be like, oh, we're going to protect you. But that's not
the question. Is the question, are these people worth saving? Is that the question?
Well,
that's a good one.
I'm not saying saving like in a religious form. I'm saying I've really worked hard in terms of, you know, make sure people vote. People vote for the right candidates. People who would do, the candidates who would do good for them. Or trying to basically, you know, alert them. And people just don't care and don't listen. They think you're crazy. So I'm just saying, because every single time when I listen to you guys' show. There's so many good guests and so many good people who talk about these issues, and yet a lot of people still don't care. I mean, they're honestly, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. No, I know exactly what you're talking about, and you really don't even have to say any more because I know exactly where you're going, and I appreciate you for bringing it up. I will turn it over to Bill. We have a couple of more callers that I really want to get on, but thank you very much for the astute call and the astute observation. Bill, this is a country that produced people like Davy Crockett. What happened to the country that used to produce people like that? And, you know, where did, I guess that's a whole show in and of itself, but is it worth the time to try to get these people motivated and get them pointed in the right direction?
Americans are prisoners of the comfort zone, and the comfort zone's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger since World War II. People are not on farms struggling to make a living and struggling to keep their farms intact. People don't struggle much at all anymore. The Romans had the countries of the West always had philosophies about too much comfort makes a man a slave, and this is what's happened. And in answer to the question, the only solution is you've really got to make people mad. You've got to break through the comfort zone. People are not reasonable creatures. We like to talk about reason and logic and being rational about what we say. Sometimes you've just got to make people mad. You've got to invade their comfort zone, and you have got to get their attention by upsetting their ideas, if they have any. But we're coming to the point where the comfort zone is going to shrink. And the one thing is, if you've planted the ideas in people's heads about what has gone wrong, they'll come back and reference those ideas. But you've got to make people mad. You've got to make them understand that the people who are running this country are traitors. They are globalists. They are tyrants. They are liars. And you've got to point fingers individually at these people and say, he is a liar. Obama is a liar. He's a communist. You've got to use the hard words. John McCain is weak, and he's not intelligent. You've got to point fingers and say, we've got to have a better system. Let's think of a better system. Well,
I agree with you on that, Bill, because there is far too much politeness in political discourse now. We are really in a fight for our lives right now. We are really facing a question, will we, as the derivatives of the founding European stock, are we going to live to see another generation? Are we going to live to see another century?
In the West, our role models are the people throughout Western civilization. The role models have been the troublemakers, and by that I mean the people who have upset the status quo, starting with Jesus Christ and then with the Apostle Paul. Everywhere Paul went, he started a riot, with Martin Luther, with people like that who took on the status quo because it was corrupt, because it was dishonest, because it was tyrannical. And they upset people's comfort zones, and they caused huge problems and disruptions in their own countries and societies. But the outcome was that the truth eventually prevailed, at least for a while.
People
have just got to put down the remote, and they've got to start thinking about their lives. And I think more and more people are doing that. They're beginning to become afraid of what's happening in this country. You know, the caller that called earlier that talked about the National Guard giving up their weapons to the U.S. Army. He was disturbed about this. This was something that in him was disturbing, and I think is now going to be disturbing to a lot of people. I think if that happened 20 years ago, people would have said, well, so what? Well, big deal. They're just taking weapons because they need them. But now people understand that that has more serious consequences. So people are becoming informed, but they're not becoming enlightened, and they're not becoming militant enough to take action.
And another reason for that is because we can inform folks about everything except that which matters most. And in my opinion, race is right up there. So you got to talk about race, infuse race, and you don't have to do it in a hateful or mean-spirited way. My goodness, this show has become a cult phenomenon because we have the uncanny ability to talk about race sensibly and in a way that's above board and very thoughtful. And so that should also be infused into it, because don't let anyone ever tell you that it doesn't matter. It matters to everyone except for whites at this point in time, and it should matter to us too. So talk about that, and as Bill said, rattle the cage a little bit. And Bill, I want to just cut you off right there because we only have a few minutes left now. We got to get Peter Stanton on, because Pete is a guy who Well, he might not incite riots, but he's certainly a troublemaker, but he's our troublemaker, and we love him dearly for it. Pete Stanton on now from Virginia. He's one of our correspondents, and he's always going around with a political cesspool sign. I believe it's a cardboard sign that just basically has a website, bepoliticalcesspool.org. Pete was actually seen at he's been everywhere, Michelle Obama rallies, Barack Obama rallies. Where were you this week, Pete?
I was in Virginia Beach for a John McCain and Sarah Palin appearance at the convention center.
And what were you doing there?
I was holding up my sign that says thepoliticalcesspool.org.
And how many people saw that sign?
Tens of thousands. The media downplayed the amount of people that showed up. They said about 12,000, and the McCain people said about 16,000. But I've been to the Obama rally where there's about like 15,000 people, and there was more people at the McCain rally in Virginia Beach than at the Obama rally. So as usual, the media is downplaying the number of people there because, I mean, the line went on forever.
Did they love your sign?
Actually, no. People were looking at my sign just absolutely disgusted. And so one old bag said, oh, that's terrible. And people are looking at my sign like I was saying, you know, Jesus sucks or something like that. And what really got me was that when I was at the Obama rally, I got more of a positive response. People asked me, what's a political cesspool? People were actually taking a picture of me and the sign at the Obama rally. So then here I am in somewhat friendly territory, and people are looking at me funny. They're giving me nasty looks. They're saying all sorts of crap. And
they must have thought you were Chuck Baldwin.
Right, or they must have thought I was part of the Obama campaign.
Well, maybe they did. Bill, surely they couldn't have understood what our great and wholesome show was all about, right?
Right, and none of these people could have said, well, you know, what's the political cesspool? I talked about only about five people, whereas the Obama rally, I talked about at least two dozen people. So
must have been the people who sent me the hate mail last week. I don't know. maybe that's who it was. But what else you got? I know we only have a minute or two before break, and I intended to have you on for much longer, Pete, but things get busy, and you were fashionably late calling in, I believe, but we won't take that up right now.
So,
what else you got? No, I'm just kidding with you. What else you got for us, buddy?
Well, the media at this rally totally ignored me since I was a normal dressed guy. I wasn't yelling, screaming. I was in people's faces. People had bullhorns or yelling, screaming. Obama rallies were there, so the media took a picture of them. There's one guy from the NBC affiliate. He talked to one person with a Sarah Palin sign, and I was right next to the person with the Palin sign, and they totally ignored me. But some other idiot had a bullhorn yelling and screaming, and he got on the TV. But for a guy just standing there with a cheap-looking sign and, you know, no media coverage, just acting normal. And then I was asked by the Virginia Beach Police Department to move because all the protesters had to move across the street. I told the officer, I says, listen, I'm not protesting, I'm advertising. He's like, yeah, I know, I understand, and, you know, but please, on the behalf of the Secret Service, they're going to ask you to move. So, of course, I moved. And I had to move across the street with all the idiots yelling, screaming, holding the Obama signs. And I try to, you know, stand by myself so I don't look like I was a part of the gang of idiots. Then, there's a celebrity there, Randall Terry, the guy who bombed an abortion clinic. He was there trying to rally people to go to church and go to church on Sundays and tell people to do something for the cause of stop an abortion, and some Michael Moore wannabe has a little video camera and bothering Terry. So, and of course, I was right in the middle of this, holding my sign, not saying a word.
Well, so all right. All that being said, do you think it's worth the time of our listening audience? Because you do this as a hobby. This is what you do for kicks when you're off work and you have time to go over and harass the people at a Obama or McCain rally. Would you encourage the listening audience of the cesspool to drive around town with signs that advertise our program, or is that working out good for you? Or
yeah,
what?
I mean, the more we get this, the more we spread the word, the more listeners, you know, the more we make a cause.
Now, I love you, Pete. I gave the modern day or the evening's Paul Revere Award to the guy that called in about the National Guard, but you get it too because I, you know, I love your enthusiasm for the show. You're a man who loves your work, and you certainly do us a good job. Bill, you know, just to let you know, I told Pete we'd have him on to talk about this, and it never fails. Each week I'll find in my email a new accounting of a place that Pete has visited with our sign. It's kind of like the Verizon Wireless guy. You never know where he's going to show up, but he's always going to make a splash one way or the other. So, Pete, we got 10 seconds. Just set tight. Me, you, and Bill will wrap up the show when we come back right after this. Listening to the Political Festival, everybody, with James Edwards and Bill Rowland. We're going to wrap up the show in just a second.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Hi there. The Political Cesspool listeners are well-informed and proactive. Have you heard much about the killer MRSA in your area? Here's some information I'll bet you didn't know much about. We've come across doctors who don't know. Visit 12diseases.com, where you'll find an ebook about how to protect your child from the 12 diseases your mother never told you about. Guard parent. Things like deadly MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, rampant in hospitals, schools, and clinics, or Chagas, known well south of the border, and many others we might have heard about, but think, we don't have to worry about that. This is not some encyclopedia or complex medical book. You'll learn quickly about 12 emerging or re-emerging diseases that have horrible consequences for the health and well-being of your children. It's written in a plain, easy-to-read format that anyone can understand. That's 12diseases.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I want to apologize again to all of the callers we did not have a chance to get to tonight, particularly Jeff in Massachusetts and Richard in Texas who were waiting there towards the end. I tell you, Bill, that this is the fastest 3 hours of my week every week. Just think about it. We're here in Memphis. You could drive to Nashville in 3 hours and still have some time left over. Does it seem as though, you know, we've been on the air long enough to drive to Nashville tonight?
I don't know, but I hope everyone driving to Nashville was listening to us tonight.
That's true. There you go. And they could. They could do that, too. Speaking of driving, we were here with our resident Hellraiser, Pete Stanton. He drove from Philadelphia to Virginia with a political cesspool, thepoliticalcesspool.org, where his legendary cardboard sign, you know, hanging out of his back window. So that's the kind of activism we need. That's the kind of making people mad type of thing. We, you know, he doesn't do it to make people mad. He does it to educate and inform. But people hate the truth. There you go. That's what we're looking for. That's the word I'm looking for. Sometimes the truth itself will make people mad. And so, you know, if that's the case, then so be it. We're going to do our job, tell the truth. We're doing it here. Pete Stanton is doing it all over. Well, I guess basically wherever Barack Obama and John McCain show up on the Eastern Seaboard, and, of course, Bill Rowland and Winston Smith and Eddie Miller, my co-host and rest of the staff. We do it here on a weekly basis on RBN, 9 to midnight every Saturday night. Guys, we're flat out of time. We got 2 minutes. Bill, Pete, I'll go Pete, you first. Final word tonight, 30 seconds.
Final word, Joe the Plumber for president.
He's got my vote. If Chuck Baldwin somehow isn't on my ballot, and when I go in there, I'm writing in Joe the Plumber. Pete, thanks for all that you do, my brother, and we'll talk to you again next week here on the air. Bill, final word?
Final word, you know, we're talking about making bumper stickers, so maybe we'll have some information on those next week.
You know, there is so much going on. The Political Cesspool, by the way, turns 4 years old on October 26th. So we're going to have a big on-air birthday party. We're young men now. We're 4 years old. 4 years old and
but that's 28
dog
years.
Is the life of a radio show kind of like the life of a dog? At four, we're actually like 30.
That's what I said. Yeah, that we're 28 in dog years.
Okay, that's what you said. Nevertheless, the Political Cesspool turns 4 years old. Our first show ever. It's October. Hello?
Yep.
That
I'm
was
here.
Wild. I don't know. It sounded like a submarine was in my ear. But anyway, we turned 4 years old October 26th. I said all that to say this. Stay tuned for a big on-air birthday party coming up later on in the month. We got 30 seconds till we sign off. Just visit our website for all the information about that, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Thanks again to Don Rich for tonight, our entire production staff at RBN and WLRM, our web team. Too many people to thank in the time we've got left. So, that being said, God bless you, everyone. God keep you. Remember to live life the way we do, without retreat, surrender, or apology. Please spread word about our program to your friends and family. And we're going to continue to keep on keeping on. You can count on us to hold the line in defense of our people and our cultural heritage until God himself calls us home. For Bill Rowland, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next Saturday night. Take care, everybody.
Thanks for joining us tonight in the Political Cesspool. To learn more about us or to make a donation to help keep this program on the air, go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Tell you why I take bait.